we have one of my favorite guests, Jonathan Gray, probably the clearest thinking Christian archaeological and biblically founded mind that I have on my program is Jonathan. And he calls what I call a biblical spade a spade. In fact, 2 days ago we did a video. I had to do a little editing to get the sound level up, but we did. That has been posted now as of yesterday. And it's amazing how many hits we've already gotten just on YouTube, Vimeo, the Deagle Network, and elsewhere around the world. I hope that we hit a lot of hits. And they should also reference back to Jonathan's website, beforeus.com, and realize that unless we call a spade, we're not going to avoid disaster in the future. One of the things that I like to use is hyperbole and dark humor to kind of make a point that the Bible is a number of things. It is a warrant for arrest. It's an autopsy report. It's a set of indictments. And it's also a book of faith, a faith of people who put their faith in God, and God created these circumstances to fulfill their faith with reality. And if you don't have your faith in God, you cannot allow God to do miracles or to protect you like the sons of Issachar in the Old Testament, or the we call the Philadelphia Christians, who are going to be the bride, getting themselves ready with their clothes and their garments and their spirits ready for the return of Yeshua HaMashiach. But if the bride is not ready, the bridegroom will not come. And if we're not ready, which means we face the truth, whether it's the truth about America post-Donald Trump or post-Brexit or post the rise of Fortress Europe or post the rise of a 7 times in less than a month intel and media coup d'etat against Donald Trump, and the fact that we have Donald Trump stumbling toward his presidency with some missteps on top of tremendous attacks by the what I call the demon rats and the republic rap here in America, and also the media around the world. I turn on the BBC News, and I can't believe how vicious they are in attacking Donald Trump and his attempts to try to do good in America. And we don't know completely his heart, but we know that his actions indicate that we have a man who is becoming a Christian, and he's got a ways to go. And many of the people around him give me pause and concern. But in the meantime, we know that whatever is going to replace Donald Trump down the road, if it is a demon rat or Republican presidency like George Bush Jr., we know that it'll be a presidency that'll be a horror and a danger to the world. So thank you for doing that video and sending the PowerPoint up, Jonathan. I'm hoping that they will purchase your 4-DVD set with an extra DVD and I think 4 or 5 ebooks, and visit the site and get all these other ebooks and information, because it's required reading. If you really want to know what's going on, the cure for the eschatological foolishness of the Western Church is to read your material. Because, unfortunately, most of the Christian churches, including the Catholic Church, are so off the farm, it's insane. Isn't it?
Oh, yes, yes. And those that are not on the wrong track with wild ideas are actually asleep. We've got to wake everybody up, because America is in trouble if we don't wake up.
Well, a few weeks ago, I got asked back in early January to do a program with Johnny Baptist, and he wanted me to do it with his Revelation Radio, which is pretty popular. Apparently, he's got lots of hits. And people had listened to a previous show I'd done, but I had this really pulling feeling on that Sunday that I better call him and actually do a few-hour interview before I went on a show. And I was appalled at what I found out. First off, he didn't want me to say that the only warning that Christians were going to get is the 3 days of darkness, and that aliens were going to repair Earth after nuclear war, and that he was told this by the native peoples because God wouldn't lie to the native peoples, even through their shamans. And this is no different than the craziness that, you know, we're going to be raptured, but we're going to leave the world to a secular agnostic Jewish cult called the State of It's a Real Hell, led by people that are globalists like Bibi Netanyahu, is a CFR member, and the former bouncer Lieberman, who these people are crazy, and they could care less about whether most of the people in Israel die of a thermonuclear, biological, and chemical conflict with either Iran or Russia or anybody else. It is purely devilish to believe many of the eschatological schemes of these people, including, unfortunately, someone we've had on previously, Bill Salas, who has this eschatological timeline that indicates we're just about to have the rapture. And if you read the Aramaic Bible, because my family were Maronite Christians, and I'm a bloodline descendant from Moshe, Moses, and if you read my Aramaic Bible, which I have, it says where the vulture is, not the dove, there the body is. We're not talking about your bones being picked by a dove. It's a vulture, which means, it says, two are in the field and one is taken. The one taken is like the Pasha, or Passover, like the eldest son of the Pharaoh and the pharaonic elderly people, the eldest in the family, which are God judgment. So the Pasha, or Passover, of the death angel is taking evil out of the earth, not good. And that time is certainly not for the church to be removed. God wants a people on earth 1,000 or 10,000 years from now that are his bride, giving him children that can get to know the wisdom and the grace and the glory of the Most High God as we transit to a higher technological culture, spiritually advanced enough to become literally the bride of the Most High, giving him children as we spread across the galaxy. That's what God wants. He doesn't want us, quote, up in heaven, looking sideways and squinting at an earth that's going into convulsions because the, quote, real Christians are all gone. And some Christians who somehow don't qualify enough are left here to be beheaded and tortured to death, or lose their faith altogether and go to the place of eternal destruction called hell, the annihilation of the abyss. And whoever preaches this, a pox against you, you lying piece of so-called pseudo-Christian garbage. How's that? I hold back my feelings, don't I? You understand? My first word 65 years ago, minus 6 months, when I was 6 months old, wasn't mommy or daddy. It was the word no. And I'm still saying no to lying human beings. Again, remember, I still love them, even though they're my lying brothers and sisters. Smarten up. Stop speaking prophetically. And as I said already, what I know prophetically that are thus saith the Lord, you can write in a few 3x5 cards, but they're not my opinion. A future president of the United States, if things do not change, just like the ghosts that visited Ebenezer Scrooge, if these things do not change, mankind and America is doomed to become the beast empire of the second beast, and the first beast being the Vatican, the rise of Fortress Europe, and a devilish empire led by the Jesuits, not the Society of Jesus or the Army of Jesus, but a devilish empire led by Satan and the Pindar, which means the penis of the dragon. And if you don't think that this is, we're in the grip of something so evil it's hard to imagine, you're an idiot. And you're going to die not just physical death, your family will not just die physical death, you and your family and your nation will die spiritual death and be annihilated. In fact, if there is a future after America has received full judgment, 2 centuries from now, people will think, when you refer to America, they'll think it's a legend that never existed if it goes through the judgment I expect to happen if we don't repent. They will tell you, you must be a fool to believe there ever was a nation called America. Amazing, isn't it?
Yes. Well, Bill, what's happening right now in America actually has something behind it that the public are not aware of. The demonstrations against our present White House president.
7 coup d'etats from the intelligence agencies and the media leaking information that's clearly a violation of the most vile kind against our currently and duly elected president is the most dangerous thing that's probably happened in American history.
Yes, and it's being organized by people that we don't know about. And I think
we do. There's that today. 2 miles from the White House is the fortress now with a wall around it with the Abominator and his confreres that are actually working with George Soros and other organizations, including the Hollywood, the media in Hollywood, that are actually plotting and planning lawsuits, impeachment, and everything else. Even people like Waters here in California, with their jaw moving like a Muppet, is saying, well, we think it's time for us to start impeachment. I'm thinking, he hasn't been in office a month. He hasn't done anything except trying to assemble his cabinet, and you're already talking impeachment? This is insane.
I think we should focus in, Bill, on the demonstrations and uprisings and marches in protest of Donald Trump. There's something behind it here that most people don't suspect.
I want you to kind of get into that, because where you're looking at a distance from New Zealand, and you've traveled the world and you know the ancient archaeology and the prophetic issues, you have a clearer vision of what it is that America is heading toward than people are so close they can't see it because they're Americans or Canadians or Europeans. They can't clearly see it, especially if they don't have a biblical perspective to see what's going to happen and what's happening as we speak. an orange or color revolution inside America with the devil and his minions actually moving very quickly, literally in the next days, weeks, and months toward a catastrophe.
Yes. Now, one good thing that Donald Trump did was to declare a building of the wall to stop the flood of so-called immigrants, who are a large section of them are terrorists coming in and placing themselves ready for the big attack.
Right. By the way, these are not just Mexicans. They're Central Americans. They're Syrians. They're from other countries like Tunisia. They're getting ready. There's 10,000 cells, I've been told, ready to do major terrorism on American soil when they give the CHOP account. They're basically the jihad.
That is right. Now, there are certain organizations involved in this too, in the uprisings and the marches of protest. It's not the American people as a whole that are doing this.
No.
There's evidence that the Muslim Brotherhood and the OIC. Now, the OIC is the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. I believe it's an assumed name for the real caliphate that's now arising in Turkey. Now, the Turkey was a founding member of the OIC,
right,
and donates millions of dollars to the organization. And if this be true, which it is, then ISIS is just a smokescreen so they can cover their tracks while they take over.
Well, they're criticizing the ISIS. But you know that Turkey collaborated, and Erdogan's son was the major businessman making sure the oil was sold to the G20 nations. So on the one hand, while he's criticizing ISIS, he collaborated and protected them with literally a transition zone, along with not only the emigres coming from Syria and these other North African nations, but he cooperated with them. So don't believe Mr. Erdogan. He's a lying garbage. And the fact is that he can criticize and say America created ISIS and ISIL. Is he doing anything about it? Of course not. Now, he went after Fethullah Gulen because Fethullah Gulen was trying to do, with the CIA, a coup d'etat against Erdogan, because Erdogan was setting up his own totalitarian Muslim police state and infiltrating Europe and even blackmailing Europe for billions of dollars to try to stop the flow of the Haraj of immigrants into Europe. All of this scheme, run by globalists, and to actually destroy Europe and imbalance the world situation so that Europe would collapse, and not only cause a financial collapse, but become basically functionally Muslim.
Yes. Now, Turkey chairs the current session of the Islamic Summit Conference and actively is involved in the various OIC programs and activities. Now, you'll find that the Muslim Brotherhood and the OIC are behind the uprisings and marches in protest of Donald Trump. This is
right.
A fact.
Right.
Now, when we look at the Women's March in Washington, D.C., after the inauguration, the straight day after, one of the organizers was Linda Sarsour, a notorious Muslim sympathizer posing for pictures with an accused financier for Hamas, the terrorist organization. She's openly pro-Sharia and has numerous links with the terrorist groups. Now, it's interesting that she led the Women's March on D.C. Now, the next day, violent protests were in the streets, and American women were wearing hijabs, Muslim headscarves.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the question may be asked, why would American women and even the homosexual community make common cause with those who are outspoken attackers of such people? Now, the Muslims claim they're going to get rid of homosexuality, yet they coerce them into joining in with them.
And they claim to be pro-life, but in fact they'll actually make collaborations as part of a thing called Taqiya and Maruna, where they'll lie and twist the Quran completely inside out to make their accomplishment, just like Uma Abedin, literally the Saudi mole working with Hillary Rodham Clinton, the Hildebeest.
Yes. Now, Islam abhors homosexuality, yet here they're joining forces in protest with gay activists. They both know they cannot reach their aims separately, but they can realize the fall of liberty if they work together. And once liberties fall, the groups break with each other in a race to impose their own view on the other and get rid of the other. So they work together for a common purpose, and then they fight each other, one to be eliminated.
Right, but remember now, in Afghanistan and many places in Africa, sex with prepubertal males is not considered homosexuality because they separate the sexes so much. Anal sex with prepubertal boys is considered perfectly normal. So homosexuality is universal in Afghanistan and many places in Africa.
Very interesting. So this lady, Linda Sarsour, pro-Palestinian Muslim activist, supports Sharia law. She's affiliated with the Council on American-Islamic Relations, a co-conspirator in the Holy Land Foundation terrorism. Now, financing her is George Soros.
This is
very, very interesting. He's financing the Muslim protests.
Right.
Now, why would such a man finance Muslim protests? Now, this is where a very creepy discovery comes into the picture.
Right.
The globalists, led by the Vatican, believe that man is going to become immortal in the very near future. And they want Islam to kill up to 95% of the population, and then Islam after that will be eliminated too. Now, the idea is to get rid of the general population using Islam as a tool, and then keep the survivors alive as slaves to support their lifestyle, because they think they must preserve this planet because they will achieve immortality through science within their lifetime. So they must preserve this planet for their home. And this is what motivates men like George Soros and Barack Obama and the rest of the elite. If we understand how these men are thinking, then their future vision for this world comes into focus.
Wow.
But they've forgotten one thing, that God is still on the throne, and soon he'll put an end to their monstrous plans.
Amazing.
Now, this is something that is actually happening right now, and the protests we're seeing are not protests of ordinary Americans as a whole. They're protests led with an agenda that we've just been discussing.
Right. Now, what this means basically is we're very close to the end of the age.
Oh, yes.
Very, very close. And literally before this, it's a month, because the 19th of February will be 1 month since inauguration. There's been 7 intel and media leaked coups against Donald Trump. Now, if you look at the facts, and I watched Tucker Carlson this morning, who's got the most incisive mind to ask tough questions, and he cross-indexes to finally the point where he just starts laughing, that high-pitched laugh. Well, you know Tucker Carlson has pinned him down almost like a butterfly or a spider that's been pinned on a board to be displayed. And he had a guy on there from the Democratic Party trying to squirm and say, you know, it's a violation of law to violate Flynn's privacy to tap his calls. But it's kind of okay because we presume what was said, therefore he was trying to side with Russia, and then all his speculations, which is completely one of the most vile, dangerous violations, is to have a citizen lose their privacy, not have a FISA court, not have his name actually redacted from the investigations until they can prove something serious. And now the so-called trust issue, Flynn, who was in Iraq and was criticizing Obama and Hillary Clinton and the attack and destruction of Libya, is now removed from government, and they're going straight after trying to impeach now Donald Trump before he's even there 1 month. And let me tell you, if they succeed in impeaching Trump, Obama is war room 2 miles from the White House, there will be a bloody revolution, and there'll be millions of Americans dead. Mostly from Hollywood and these leftists, they're going to die hard like Bruce Willis. It's going to get ugly.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to nature'syouth.com. That's nature'syouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Jonathan, I want to ask you a couple questions with a few data points that you mentioned earlier. The first is you had some really good data on different issues and organizations like the OIC. You mentioned that the Vatican says that in the near future they expect a man to become immortal. Tell me about some of the details of that, because I work with the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, and I'm preparing a major lecture to the Academy this year. And I'll be working with Dr. Bart Goldman, who's actually at a billion-dollar facility in Bahrain, developing a new stem cell technology to try to extend human lifespan. We are within 5 to 20 years, according to, quote, their estimates. But most of the technologies around the world, and I've talked to my colleagues, Dr. Ron Klatz and Dr. Bart Goldman, who are founding the organization, of 820,000-plus health professionals worldwide. Most of them are off the market. They're trying to turn it into a business, and there's very few, quote, real scientists advancing in technology toward what we call zero senescence. And even if we did, the average person in a dangerous world, which is getting more dangerous, would only live 475 years, and only 1 in 10,000 with our actuarial tables would live 10,000 years. So this idea that people become immortal in a very dangerous world is stupid, because even though we may look really good when we die at 120 or 200, we're still going to die. Probably violence, death, or starvation from God knows what. So this idea that the Vatican are saying these things, they just want population reduction. They want to create a drone class of sexless human beings with 34 sexual designations by the United Nations. They want to outlaw wild reproduction so they can genetically engineer a drone class. And they want to have a world like Gattaca from the movie, where the superclass are genetically and cybernetically enhanced with life extension technologies to become demigods. That's what their real objective is, and it's really damned evil.
Oh, yes, yes. For the first time in history, Dr. Bill, advances in technology are challenging the very meaning of what it is to be human.
Right.
We have human-animal hybrids.
Right.
We have relationships, emotional relationships, sexual relationships, with artificial intelligence, even the promise to abolish death itself.
Right.
Now, the attempt really is to become gods on Earth.
Right.
And the whole thing is going to end in disaster.
Of course it will.
Yeah.
We can't survive our technology, no matter what it is, whether it's energy technology, from fusion technology from the stars, or AI, or robotics, or any technology, including the CRISPR-Cas9 technology for genetic engineering, like they announced 2 winters ago, that in Britain, that a child could be born with 34 potential parents. They've already licensed that children can have mitochondrial DNA from a donor mother to donate mitochondrial DNA to the ova of a woman that has mitochondrial DNA abnormalities, so they can have a child with 3 potential parents. The possibility of transhuman genetic engineering for super soldiers, I got first introduced to it when I was going to work in the World MS Tissue Brain Repository with Dr. Wallace Tortelot at UCLA. And they wanted me to work on the super soldier program, was take female template embryos and transhumanly, transgenically transfer to different phylospecies and genera transgenes to give them the reflexes of a jaguar, the strength of a jackal, which is 12 times the crushing force with actin myosin, the ability to go without a week with food and water, to literally run 45 to 50 miles an hour and jump 35 to 50 feet and carry a 300-pound backpack and a 145-pound woman covered with nanotech body armor, directly interface with a magnetronic helmet to directly control ordnances, weapon systems, and act as literally a swarm, almost like a swarm of army ants. And people think, that was in 1978. So if you imagine that Dr. Poindexter, who actually had to get rid of a lot of these so-called super soldiers, and I have actually physically taken care of them as my patients. So I can tell you they do exist. They've been doing all kinds of inerrant and dangerous experiments on our military. And genetic engineering, one of the guys that I personally took care of, they injected him in his late 20s, genetically engineered him. He grew almost another foot in height, another 100-and-some pounds in weight. And most of his buddies developed cancer, neuropathy, and eventually a lot of them killed themselves. And I can tell you, if you think the government's not doing this stuff, you're an idiot. There's just no excuse for it. People don't understand that when the public is being announceable to the CRISPR-Cas9 protocol, it's way, way, way ahead of what you think it is even publicly.
That's how bad it is.
And so when the Pope says he's looking at immortality, believe me, these guys are tuned in. This is what Satan is promising these globalists, is they're going to live for centuries or more, and that most of the population will be gone, and they'll rewild the world and get rid of most of the so-called useless eaters, as they said in Nazi Germany. Get rid of the useless eaters.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, Jonathan, that video is up now. It's up the day before yesterday. It's up on our YouTube and our Vimeo channel and Deagle's Network, so they can actually watch that video, U.S. and Prophecy. And we have to realize that seven Intel media coup attempts, a coup d'etat of our current president, who is becoming a Christian. I don't know how deeply, but I can tell you, I see in my spirit and my gut when I pray that the man, through the last couple of years of running for president, went from being someone who years ago used to be pro-abortion, used to be pretty liberal, and was a contributor to the Democratic Party, etc., is becoming a real Christian. Now, you need to understand, a lot of people out there were pro-abortion, including myself, going through the... If they hear my whole testimony, when I gave it in the steps of the Capitol building in 1997, half a dozen women that were in front of me, while NBC and ABC and these other cameras were running, broke their signs from now and fall down and cried out for repentance and for grace from God to heal them and forgive them for the sins of sometimes five abortions or working in abortuaries. So you need to understand, if you think that a lot of the people who are good Christians now were not sinners, and you think that everybody is just good enough for God, you're an idiot. God doesn't grade on the curve. He grades on grace. Grace meaning you return and repent before God, and you don't have to become good enough for God. All you have to do is turn to Him and say, God, I'm a sinner. Heal me. And God says, you know what? I'll power wash you off. I'll make you good enough for me, and I'll put in your heart a desire to do my will, and I'll make you new. And you become new instantly when you walk with God, and you have to walk with God continuously, because there's no such thing as once saved, always saved. That's another evil thing that these so-called Christians say. If I turn from God and become a devil, I go to the place of destruction. And you have to understand that. And if you don't understand that, you're going to pay very dearly for it. So people need to get real with God, don't they?
Oh, yes. Yes.
So, Jonathan, let's continue in this dialogue, because I want people to understand what's going on right now with Trump avoiding the cameras. Things are going to start happening.
Oh, yes.
And it's not, by the way, just America. Whether you're looking afar off in New Zealand or Australia or Europe or Malaysia or whatever, the storm that's brewing is a galactic storm against Satan and the powers of light and God. It's between nation states and globalism. It's between Satan trying to extinguish most of the human population. It's the lies of life extension technology, which I'm very familiar with. In fact, I'm one of the prime researchers going to present papers on the final solutions to these problems. But you see, God's not going to allow man to reach forward and take from the tree of life unless he is godly. Man is not going to survive our own technology, including the singularity of artificial intelligence, robotics, etc., unless he is in line with God's will. He's not going to allow man, who is quarantined on what I call the quarantine planet Earth, to become a galactic civilization unless man becomes a godly single organism, the bride of the Most High, willing to literally give God children not only on Earth but on future planets that man travels to. And God is not going to allow that to happen. He's not going to allow man to live centuries or restore the years of Methuselah and Adam and Eve unless man repents. You know, God shortened man's life to say, first he shortened it to 120 years in the Bible, then he shortened it, to 70 years because man would not repent. It's written in the Bible, isn't it?
Yes, and and that's the love and mercy of God, because the longer we live in a world like this, the more painful it gets. If man could still live for 900 years today, unable to die because his vitality was so strong, unless he killed himself, the pain and the agony, 70 years is a mercy. And if we make our commitment to the Lord, we have eternal life at the end of it. But the fact is that right now in this world where it's painful, it's sick, it's sinful, it's lonely, it's hazardous in every way,
right,
to shorten man's life was a mercy.
Yeah, exactly, because to live in this world with the fallen nature that it is, by the time you reach 70, you have enough wisdom to pass on to the next generation, but it's painful enough to stay here. You know, I tell them what they should be doing is when the baby's born, they should slap him on the bottom and read Psalm 23. Not at their funeral. They should read Psalm 91.1, which Colonel Lynn Wills read to me at the Huey, the supercomputer at NORAD that actually activates the submarine launch and ground-based nuclear launch missile codes when he receives it from the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the President. He's the guy that actually launches the codes at NORAD. And he had his Bible sitting on top of Huey, the supercomputer, tabbed to 91.1 and showed me in the spring of 1995, and that's why it became my favorite scripture years before 9/11. Psalm 91.1 should be read at the moment of your funeral and your death. Psalm 23, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. That's what, we are in the valley of the shadow of death. This is a horrifying place. This is a lake of fire. This is a place of evil where Satan and his minions rule. And if you don't see that, when you see Pizzagate and Hill the Beast and all the horrors of our corrupt government and evil going on and abortion and murder and eugenics and, you know, people supporting Islam like George Soros and everything, it's like, my God, man, wake me up. This is a nightmare. It is.
Yes. Well, Bill, I think to tie up a few loose ends here, there are three triggers that can be used for an Islamic uprising under Trump. Now, there's enough Muslims in the United States now to cause chaos and destruction once it's let loose.
Oh, yeah, well, there's enough right now. And by the way, that chaos will result in three things. The first is the citizens of America have 382 billion guns and trillions of bullets. And 94 million armed Americans, 23 million veterans, we will stomp on these so-called chaos people, and we'll shove them into civil detention camps, and you'll see America turn into a total police state. Now, I'm very worried that Donald Trump, in response to the rising chaos that's happening right now, will prepare America that can move to a fusion of church and state, but not a good church and state, a church and state that, under a new government that can be taken over by globalists, can become hellish. So
yes,
the things that he's going to do that are actually necessary to bring peace to America and stability and safety for Americans may conversely be turned to evil if it ever gets taken over by the demon rats, I call it, or the Republic rats. Either the PNAC Republicans or the Democ rats, these Satanists, communist devils that are trying to create a coup d'etat in America. And either one of them, or both of them, are literally moving toward a goal where if Trump does what I think he's going to do to try to protect the American citizenry, if the American government either falls to the next election in 2020 or 2024, or there's a coup d'etat, it's going to get really vicious. It's going to get unbelievable here. It'll be hell on earth in America, and it'll be a bloody revolution.
Well, you know, it's very interesting that I have statement after statement in Roman Catholic journals and sources saying that they're going to take over America by one way or another. And one way that they have actually mentioned is by pouring in a huge population from the southern border.
Yeah, well, now, that's not going to happen. The building of the wall and the putting of a cyber fence that Trump is actually already designing now and going to get started in the next few months. And I've even saw a lawmaker that went to Princeton in America that lives in Mexico and pays U.S. and Mexican taxes come on with Tucker Carlson. And he was enraged. He was constantly interrupting Tucker. Tucker tries to be very gentlemanly, asking probing questions and wanting a real response. And this guy wouldn't jabber, wouldn't shut up. And he was literally screaming over Tucker. And he was saying, we're going to jam the courts with these criminal aliens that have committed felonies, that you're not going to deport them to Mexico if you can't prove they're Mexican. I'm thinking, of course they're Mexican. We didn't even know where they live down there. And they want to jam up the courts because they're not going to accept back their criminals to their country. And he said, we want to actually get a giant migration of criminals into the United States to cause chaos and jam up your courts. He actually said that on air. I can't believe it. This guy's a lawyer, trained at Princeton in Mexico, one of the wealthy elite in Mexico. And by the way, half of their population in Mexico are in abject poverty. They have more millionaires in Mexico than any other nation, including Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, and the Arab Emirates. Did you know that? There's more millionaires per capita in Mexico than any other nation on earth, and half their population are in abject starving poverty. It's disgusting.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a failed state. And they completely dump their people on America. That's what they're doing.
Yes. And, of course, the 95% of the population is Roman Catholic following the Vatican. So what they're wanting is a predominance of Catholic assimilation into America. Now, the Muslims are being brought in for one purpose, and that's to start wiping out the American people. And the Mexicans are being brought in to help boost the Roman Catholic population.
How long do you think these Muslims will live before we terminate them?
Well, you know, you cannot stop up. You don't know who a terrorist is until he blows up a shopping center.
Oh, yeah, I know ways of finding out.
And the fact is, most American people will be taken by surprise.
Well, they're not going to do what I call extreme vetting. Do you know what my extreme vetting involves? And I mentioned last night on John Stout on their show, because most people won't go as far as I would. I want metadata on every phone, fax, email, bank account, and social media they've had in the last 5 years. I want to know where they've traveled, including cities that might be training them in Afghanistan to become a terrorist. I want to know metadata on all their first, second, and third degree relatives. I want to know their genetics, if they have a monoamine oxidase 1 or 2 or other polymorphisms indicating violence. I want to ask them 92 questions about Bill Warner developed for Muslims, but also questions for non-Muslims that might be terrorists or gang leaders in Russia and Colombia and elsewhere. And you want to count the beads of sweat on them, put them through a lie detector test. And I know of technology that can actually put them through what's called sensory deprivation and what's called mind-altering, not torture. I don't believe in waterboarding, non-torture things that will open up their mind to answer every question truthfully, and there's no way they could avoid it. Now, it might take some hours to do this, but guess what? At the end of the procedure, we're going to know if you're a Muslim or not, and if you're safe to enter the country and you have genetics that could indicate you'll be violent. And if you believe in Sharia law or the U.S. Constitution, you got the genetics of a violence. You've got metadata that indicates you've actually sent money to a Muslim organization, or you belong to Fethullah Gulen's organizations here in America, you're not getting in. In fact, if anything, you're going to prison, and we're going to transfer you from prison here to prison in your home country. If we did what I want done, which is a hell of a lot more than I'm sure that I'm hearing coming out of even Donald Trump's government, no one would get squeaked sideways if we get into this country, and anybody already in here, every mosque would be monitored. My son Matthew speaks fluent Arabic. So if we put an agent in every one of these mosques and identify these imams that are crazy, and even their own imams, after they agreed with Donald Trump back in the spring when he was running for candidacy, 160 imams just in Houston alone got removed from their mosques just in Houston, which is the third largest city in the United States, just for agreeing with Donald Trump on extreme vetting. They got removed because they knew that ultimately, if things get out of hand here, most Muslims in America are going to end up in a civil detention camp like the Japanese in World War II. If you don't think Americans are going to go over the edge and take all these people, including these people in Hollywood with a big mouth like Ashley Judd and Madonna, you know? No. They're all going into a camp. This is war. That's what it is.
Well, there's certainly trouble ahead. There's no question about
that. Well, you have to deal with it surgically. If I was the one managing this, let me tell you, I'd be taking a much more aggressive stance than even Donald Trump. And if he doesn't do it, you're going to see tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of Americans die, and then things are really going to get out of hand. Then you'll see Muslims trying to demonstrate or come a hiraj or walking around with machine guns or coming into a shopping center with a machete. And you'll see armed Americans blasting away at these idiots and turning them into mush everywhere. And if they think they're going to walk into a building, you're going to make sure that every shopping center will have a metal detector and a bomb squad and a bomb-sniffing dogs. And it'll turn into an absolute police state because we've got all the equipment, Bearcats and everything else, that America will turn into a police state overnight. It will. And people don't understand that. They really don't know where this is going, do they?
No. Well, now, what you've said is the ideal. But the fact is that this is not the way it may necessarily happen.
No, in fact, what I did would happen, you could have safety and you wouldn't be worried about metadata grabbing you up and throwing you into jail. It would grab Muslims up or terrorists or anybody from any country, whether they're Muslim or not, that plans on doing harm to Americans, and they wouldn't get squeaked in here sideways because they'd be working with George Soros and an Orange Revolution, or they'd be a media disinfo agent, or they'd be leaking information to the media from inside the government. All these people would be taken out. They would be going to prison.
Okay. Now, what we're dealing with how the situation is now, Bill. We have several million Muslims in the United States. Who knows?
We have 9.7 million Muslims, and at the rate they're coming in, if they came in the way Hillary Clinton was going to bring them in, she'd be bringing more than 500,000 per year in just the first year she's elected. And if they get their way and they manage to impeach Donald Trump, they'll increase that dramatically. Germany now is convulsing, and Angela Merkel's trying to do a minor shifts in her policy. Her and her Christian Democratic Party in Germany are finished. Le Pen is almost certainly going to get elected. The Italians we're going to have on next week with Harley Schlanger in Berlin because they're rising a nationalist idea to replace the removal of Renzi. The banks in Europe are on the verge of total collapse, which means the world system of banking is ready to blow up. And they're even telling Mnuchin, who the new secretary for finance secretary, that they're going to have to increase the national debt of America to $34 trillion, or the system will blow up this year. Wow.
I would suggest this. Look to Europe to collapse first, followed by Japan, followed by the United States. Because at first, the money coming out of Europe is flowing into the U.S., into real estate, into the stock market, and into the U.S. dollar.
Yeah, absolutely. You're watching things, aren't you? You're a smart guy. You realize that what's going on, a lot of the economy is being pumped up by people that have money in Europe, including Brussels, moving their money out really quickly because they know Europe is going to collapse. And the Germans are trying to play this double game because they were given this deal when they allowed East Germany to join West, that you're going to have to be the banker of Europe and do what the Vatican wants you to do to maintain your position of power. And the game's over now. The Greeks, for example, are saying, hey, what happens if we leave? Well, we're going to owe 334 billion euros or dollar equivalents to the Central European banks. And the Greeks are saying, well, that's good. At least we'll be able to sell our excess feta cheese and olive oil because they're not allowing them to get themselves out of debt. It's crazy. So they're going to Syntagma Square and jumping off the bridge, mother and son, because they can't afford to buy fish. Wow. Isn't this crazy?
It's going to get worse.
Yeah, it's going to get a lot worse before it gets catastrophic.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
That video we put together with your PowerPoint, I want people to start asking better questions. I want them to understand just the base news. Like when I saw Tucker Carlson, he said, you know, there's something we can't dispute, that they violated the civil rights of an American citizen before he took his office in the cabinet for President Trump. He simply called the people in Russia, didn't discuss whether or not they're going to release or weaken the so-called sanctions that the abominator did as he transitioned, literally moving 3,600 tanks right on the Polish-Russian border as a provocative move to threaten the heck out of Russia. And by the way, the Russians, this is right after the Russians in October, knowing what Obama is already doing to provoke war, did a simulation of a World War III scenario with one quarter, 40 million Russian citizens in early October. You're aware of that, right? Where it's like 3 or 4 days where they did a war game simulation?
Yeah.
People don't know when there's a spy ship between 30 and 70 miles off the East Coast, when there's intermediate range missiles being placed in, quote, violation of the SALT treaties by the Russians because they're shaking in their boots wondering what the hell's next. Because if there's a coup d'etat, there's almost certainly going to be a first strike attempt against Russia. Because the stumbling block to the New World Order isn't just America. It's a Russia that won't submit. And they have the weapon systems to stop us and to stop anybody else. So that if they can't humble and crush Russia, they can't have a New World Order, can they? So they want to make sure that there's always this, if you want to call it, conflict brewing with us and Russia and the danger of a World War III nuclear and chemical, biological, and scalar exchange. And that's nuts. It's so crazy that this is a situation. And Putin and Trump were trying to work out something. Now, with the Flynn gone, this is becoming more distant and more difficult to do, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, we should be looking at what Bible prophecy says is going to happen, because that's the secret of being ready.
What do you think will happen? Give us the bullet points.
Well, based upon what we did for your website 2 days ago,
right?
America actually, which has all the elements of religious and civil freedom, is going to make a likeness to the Vatican power, which joins both of them and then oppresses those who will not step into line. This is coming to America. There's going to be an oppression. There's going to be a union of church and state. There is going to be the imposition of the mark of the beast, and the whole world will follow. Look for this to happen in the very near future, next few years.
Yeah. So
we haven't
got
much time left.
Let's reframe it. What Donald Trump is going to do is probably support Congress in passing a bill that outlaws abortion through Roe v. Wade. He's going to bring a fusion to some extent between church and state, which, by the way, will include Catholicism and state. The takeover of the government at a future administration, either by a coup d'etat or an election, the next election, if it's the demon rats, Democrats, under Hillary or Hillary-like look-alike or another Democrat, is most likely going to be a president who will be the beast dictator, the second beast, with the power that Trump has put together in terms of military technology, financial wherewithal, and cybernetic data processing, can force the whole world, because 90% of the currency on Earth is denominated in U.S. Federal Reserve notes, either physical or virtual. So the mark of the beast, if we do not repent and the government turns back to the Democrats, will be the seat of power of the beast, a U.S. president.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.